Now, it is not every day you can celebrate a milestone within your organisation. I want you to think about all the hard work, sweat and tears that go into starting and continuing a sporting club. Many of us have been there as volunteers. So when you can celebrate, you need to. And Floret Athena is celebrating their 70th anniversary. Peter Kapsanis is the Vice President of Floret Athena, and I caught up with him to discuss it all. Good morning, Peter. You're gracing ABC Goldfields and Esperance again. How are you?
I'm very good. Always happy to speak to my favourite ABC regional station, Ivo.
That's what we like to hear. Now, close to your heart is not only the ABC, but definitely Floret Athena. You're about to celebrate your 70th celebrations. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hosting a major event at the end of next month, Saturday, August 28th, 70th anniversary commemorative dinner, where we come to celebrate the heroes and players of yesteryear and today, founding members, volunteers, past presidents, committee members, players, and obviously acknowledge the work, the hard work and strong contribution that our volunteers of today do, mums and dads and whatnot. So it's going to be a massive event. We've locked in WA Sports Minister Tony Booty. He's going to be keynote speaker, among other VIPs and dignitaries. You know, the club has unearthed many players over time, you know, the likes of Stan Lazaridis, Bobby Desvitovsky, Vas Kalogiracis. And if you date back to the 1970s, Floret Athena brought out two big-time English players at the time. One was called John Sydenham, who was a 400-game veteran of Southampton. The other was Steve Stacey, who was the first African-American to play in English First Division. Both of those players were brought out almost on a whim by the club in 1974, and they made a strong contribution to the club. So, massive event, lots of history, 70 years old. Apparently, we're the oldest Greek-Australian-based football club in Australia, so that's even extra special.
That's huge.
It also ties in a couple of other synergies as well, or the Philhellenes, as we call them. This year marks 200 years of the Hellenic Republic, of 200 years of Greek independence from the Ottoman Empire. And it's also the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Crete. And obviously 70 years of Floret Athena. So what more could you want?
Exactly. That's, you know, there's cause for celebration all around. I'm guessing that you're putting a call out to anyone who's had an affiliation with the club or look even is a supporter. They could have spread all over Australia or into the Goldfields region. You do want them to come forward.
Absolutely. They can get in touch with the club and if football fans in general. It's a wonderful event. There's many the stories that I've unearthed and that I've through my research through contacting the former players, because what we're going to be doing is unveiling an Athena dream team. I formed a subcommittee earlier this year. We've whittled it down to 41 nominees.
Wow.
Over 7 decades. There's some big time players, some of them I've mentioned already, so trying to contact some of these guys has been it's been fun listening to their stories and how they came out and how they were sort of made their way to the club. Obviously some of them are favourite sons and daughters of the club, who played in the junior ranks and made their way to the senior first team, then went and played for the Socceroos or the Glory or whatnot. So, yeah, happy to put the call out. You know, football fans and supporters all around the state. We actually had a former goldfielder in Scott Halpin, who played for the Glory, who then came to the club to Athena and played for a season and then went out to the Goldfields in Kalgoorlie for many, many, many years. And was quite a stalwart amongst the Kalgoorlie College ranked, Ivo, which I'm sure makes you very happy.
It does. Peter Kapsanis is my guest. He's the VP of Floret Athena. Speaking of local soccer, Boulder City Soccer Club, which I know you love so much as well, recently celebrated 120 years. Boulder Footy is celebrating their 125th. What does it mean to you to be able to celebrate this time for Floret?
Obviously, I'm a massive supporter of the game. It's the world game. It brings people across many different cultures, religions, and races together. Before, you had all these movements to celebrate different lives. Football was already doing that. When you talk about inclusiveness and diversity, Ivo, football has been doing that for generations. So it's nothing new for the game, for the sport. for me, on a personal level, I'm just thankful and I'm privileged. I feel privileged to be able to be part of an iconic club, the West Australian Sporting Club, which is able to celebrate 70 years of rich history. That's paved the way for some juniors and players to play at the highest level in this state and beyond, but also to be part of a network and of a hub. The club started as the Hellenic Progress Association in 1951, designed to bring the new Australians, as they called them back then, together and meet socially. And
which meant a lot.
Which meant a lot in a new country, in a foreign land, where people arrived literally on the, you know, in Fremantle off the boat with one suitcase and the shirt they were wearing, and had to forge a life and a family from there on. So to be able to spawn something from nothing, and it's left a legacy, and hopefully, you know, another 70 years strong.
There's been, a big legacy for Florida Athena. One of the big things here in the Goldfields as well is a couple of the clubs have entered the FFA Cup, Australia's version of the FA Cup. The draw for the round of 32 took place, and Florida's in it for the third time. How did you go?
Yeah, so this week we were drawn against Adelaide United.
Just a little club.
Yeah, former A-League champions. They've played in the Asian Champions League previously as well. So they're obviously, they're a big club, massive club. They've got a lot of history as well in the A-League era. So, look, they've got some big-name players and a strong team. We're a humble NPL club. But, you know, we'll obviously do our best. And at the end of the day, there's no pressure on us.
Already starting the trash talk. I love it.
No one's expecting anything from an NPL team. So, look, We've been pitted against current A-League champions Melbourne City in 2016 in our first round of 32 encounter, and we managed to score against them. Then we played against Adelaide Olympic in Adelaide a couple of years ago in what was called the Greek Derby, and we went down in a close encounter at 4-3. So, we're not newcomers to the FFA Cup, and it's a wonderful opportunity for us to hopefully host this clash at our home stadium, at Leaders Stadium, in Mount Hawthorne. We're just in the process of trying to arrange to bring in some portable lights.
And that would mean a lot to you guys. And, I mean, I think that would be great for soccer in WA.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're one of three clubs that'll be flying the flag for WA. But it's big for us. It's big in our 70th year. It's big for our local community. We're big on engaging the local community because that's our audience. That's our demographic. We want to engage as many local stakeholders and participants as much as possible. That is the future. Grassroots football is the future of clubs like ours.
Now, before I let you go, it's the big question that everyone's going to be asking. Is it Italy or England that you're going for on Sunday night? Or Monday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning?
Yeah, look, I feel torn as a Greek. You never want to see the Italians do well. But I don't think it's coming home. I think it's going to Rome.
Okay, yeah. Look, I'm actually really looking forward to the clash. This European Cup has been amazing. I've enjoyed watching it. So thank you very much, Peter. Enjoy the 70th anniversary of Florida Athena. Again, a great club that's done so much for football in WA. So take care.
Thank you, Ivan. If you find yourself in Perth that weekend, please come along. More than happy for you to be our guest.
Will do. Thank you. Peter Capzanis there, former employee here of ABC Goldfields Esperance, telling you why being a part of a sporting club, especially like Florida Athena, is so important. And they're going to be celebrating their 70th anniversary. So if you have any connections with the club, make sure you contact either the station, I can pass on your details, or contact Florida Athena. It's going to be a huge night.